The government is corrupt. To fix this, politicians would like to grow its size and control. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Think about that song. Do you hear what I hear? It's psycho. Who wrote that?
Said the little lamb to the shepherd boy.
I think the shepherd boy's been in the field a little too long, don't you?
I love it. Tim Hawkins. That's so good. All right. Tim Hawkins, great comedian, clean comedian. That's why I like him. I don't like raunchy comedians. Dave Chappelle's about the only one I'll listen to just because I think that he's daring enough to say the things he does, but I just can't stand that kind of thing. Anyway, welcome to the Kate Daly Show. A lot of stuff in this first hour I want to go over that I've never done before, and some that I have. Melissa's out for the day, and so I have Ed Ashurst coming on the show. Ed is... He's a patriot. He's a rancher on the border, and he wrote the book Alligators in the Moat. And there's another book that just came out that takes part of what Ed exposed in his book and then expands on it. And that is the murder of border agent Nick Ivey. And Ed has so much, a ton of explosive information on what's really going on in the border. I remember doing that show with him, it was quite a while back now, and we talked about the bank, you know, that here in America that sort of washes the drug money and coming over the border and just all kinds of stuff that's going on that people are just not realizing. And he met with Senator McCain. And I'm actually going to go over that just to preface his visit in the next hour. I want to give you the anatomy of a government meeting. I want to tell you what happened when he had a government meeting with Senator McCain, okay? Because it's very interesting how these guys work, how their brains work, and how they solve problems. And I really want to give you this because this is just fascinating to look at. And just, it's sad. It's sad at the end of the day. Then Susan will join me, and we'll go down a lot of rabbit holes, I'm sure, because there's a lot of news, plus what we usually do, too. All right, let's get rolling. I wanted to bring this up really quick about Mitt Romney. He did a Facebook post about Senator McCain, and I expect him to do stuff like this. This is what he said. Today marks 1 year since the passing of Senator John McCain. Courageous, honorable, driven by a duty to family, country, and God, John exemplified the values we as Americans hold so dear. I'm blessed to have called him a friend. May we continue to be inspired by his heroism and character. That wasn't the part that got me, because I expect this from Romney, because the two of them are best friends and they think a lot alike. They do things alike. But let me tell you this. What I found really interesting were the comments. I was going through the comments to see if anyone would actually put a nice comment. These are some of the comments, and might even be some of you listeners. Who knows? You're a bigger joke of a conservative than he was, bought and paid. As for his political record, McCain was a single reason Obamacare is still here. That's true. He was the only vote that didn't go along with abolishing it. He used his last energy as a dying man to ensure continued erosion of our liberty. Do you ever read what people write in regards to your posts? Give it up already. McCain and Mitt, two peas in a pod. Again, Mitt, you made me so sorry. I voted for you. No, Mitt. Mitt Cain. Mitt can't. Was a traitor, plain and simple. He was a loser just like you. A lot of gifts with people barfing. stop the lies, Mitt. on and on and on. John McCain wasn't a hero. He never did anything heroic. He was shot down, captured, and survived. Nothing heroic there. He's a traitor and a disgrace to America. Mitt, just stop. For all that is good, stop with your backstabbing, lies, slander, all that is evil. The American people won't tarry with you forever. There's a lot of people on here talking about the fact that they were really sad that they voted for him and that they felt, you know, obviously betrayed by him. And I'm not quite sure why we felt betrayed by him, because I remember when I did my show and he didn't show up for the interview, I played some excerpts from him on things that he actually said, not me putting words in his mouth or assuming anything, but basically what he said. Let me play this for you, because people, I swear, they did not believe me that I had these clips. And I was just asked about it recently, and I thought, you know, I should play it again. This is Romney on abortion. Romney discussing abortion. Here we go.
To choose, I make an unequivocal answer. Yes.
I will preserve and protect a woman's right to choose, and am devoted and dedicated to honoring my word in that regard. I will not change any provisions of Massachusetts's pro-choice laws.
One of the great things about our nation, Sally, is that we're each entitled to have strong personal beliefs, and we encourage other people to do the same. But as a nation, we recognize the right of all people to believe as they want and not to impose our beliefs on other people.
And with regards to this issue of age of consent, it is currently 18 years old. If one wants to have an abortion younger than that, one must have the permission of one parent. And if a parent doesn't go along, one can go to a judge or justice to get that permission.
I believe that abortion should be safe and legal in this country. I have since the time that my mom took that position when she ran in 1970 as a U.S. Senate candidate. I believe that since Roe v. Wade has been the law for 20 years, that we should sustain and support it. And I sustain and support that law and the right of a woman to make that choice.
Now, I want the voters to know exactly where I'm going to stand as governor, and that is I am not going to change our pro-choice laws in Massachusetts in any way. I will preserve them, I will protect them, I will enforce them. And therefore, I'm not going to make any changes which would make it more difficult for a woman to make that choice herself.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So I bring that to you for those that don't believe that he felt like this his entire life until 2011, when he switched his view 1 year during that year for the presidency that he tried to get. So there's that. And I'll tell you something. I have a hard time because Romney's been out saying things for a really long time. And I'm with you in the fact that a lot of you voted for him for president in 2012. I was one of them. I know, shocking. Shocking. But I was. And I just have to say that I didn't want to believe it at the time. I thought, you know, and people can have change of hearts, and this is just one instance in which he lied, but people can have a change of heart, and I think people can, and I actually thought he did, but no, he didn't. This is what he had to say about Trump and still does say about Trump, these kinds of things right now. Oops.
The prospects for a safe and prosperous future are greatly diminished. If Donald Trump's plans were ever implemented, the country would sink into prolonged recession.
That's not happening.
Isn't he a huge business success? Doesn't he know what he's talking about? No, he isn't. And no, he doesn't. A business genius, he is not.
Well,
Mr. Trump's bombast is already alarming our allies. Let ISIS take out Assad, he said, and then we can pick up the remnants. This recklessness is recklessness in the extreme. Now, Donald Trump tells us that he is very, very smart. I'm afraid that when it comes to foreign policy, he is very, very not smart. Dishonesty is Donald Trump's hallmark. His imagination must not be married to real power. Think of Donald Trump's personal qualities, the bullying.
Wow. You know, hospitals are suing Trump. It was one of the stories today because... Trump is wanting them to publish their prices. I love it. Anyway, so I just wanted to point that out. I also wanted to point out that we have a big crisis going on, because I remember when I did that show, I talked about all of the things he was for. And he supported, Romney supported George Soros' terrorist group, Antifa. publicly stated support for it. He believes in globalism. He believed in human-caused global warming, still does. In fact, he's coordinating meetings about it. And, he's very much into human-caused global warming. He says nothing about balancing a budget, won't do anything about exposing the Federal Reserve. For decades, he supported gay marriage. Still does. Stabbing Trump in the back, wanting forced vaccines. He's never actually stood alone on a principle. He has continuously supported socialism ideals. He thinks going to war spreads democracy. He's interesting. He's interesting. He's besties with all the rhinos, McCain, Graham, okay, Senator Hatch. And I thought that was kind of interesting, too. He's got a lot of views, so many views. In fact, I don't even have time to state them. I think when people think of Mitt Romney, our senator, they think of him doing well at the Olympics, and then they voted for him because he has a nice family and looks like a nice guy. But he is every bit the establishment, and you just watch in the Senate, he'll be a traitor again. You know, he took Trump's money, and he had no problem doing that. And then he wanted a job from Trump, and Trump said no. And he went on the warpath. In fact, he went on the warpath before he asked him for the job, but it didn't seem to stop him. It was very interesting to me to watch a guy do that, because then I think, what else? What else is he going to do? And I hope that we're seeing it now. I really do. I hope that we're seeing who he is, because I think that we need to wake up in the state of Utah. I can't believe we actually elected him with his views. And I feel bad about that. I really do. I feel bad that a lot of people felt like they had to, or the Democrat was going to win. At this point, I don't know who would have been worse. I think it's a draw, isn't it? Do you feel like you can go along with anything that he wants right now? Anyway, he votes like a liberal. So I just wanted to say that I know people still have a hard time believing or understanding that these are his actual views. When he says the opposite, it's frustrating, I know. But I wanted to replay that because I think there are people out there that still, I'm sure he's a good guy. Good guy doesn't mean Constitution guy. It can be good guy, but it can't be Constitution guy too. And so anyway, I wanted to play that for you. In fact, when I come back, I want to tell you what happened in a meeting with McCain, and it really showcases how government runs a meeting. Be right back. Thank you for listening to The Kate Daly Show. You can go to The Kate Daly Show on Facebook, The Kate Daly Show on Twitter. Happy to see you there. And also message me. I'd love to hear from you. You can email me at kate@katedalyradio.com. Go to katedalyradio.com for more podcasts of our live show.